I've spent all my life in the USA. The other day, I was thinking about how little recognition is given the black citizen of our country. I'm white, and I'm glad, because I don't know if I could have done what the black man's done. The job of growing from the slavery in our history books to fight the pressure from the back of the bus, to go through the problems of finding a restaurant to feed you, or a water fountain when you're thirsty, a bed in a motel when you're tired and need to lay down, no school for your kids, nothing for your wife but washing and ironing, and that hurts so much, because every man loves his family and wants to grow, wants them to grow, wants a future better than the past. I don't think I could have done it. Think a minute. Could you, with nobody's help and all that against you, could you be a doctor, minister of your own church, a lawyer, a Supreme Court justice, a teacher in one of our great universities, president of your own company, mayor of one of our great metropolitan cities? The next time you laugh with Flip Wilson or Red Fox, Bill Cosby, the next time you enjoy the Platters, Fifth Dimension, Dionne Warwick, or Bill Withers, think, the father could have been a junk man, janitor, gardener, shoe shine, porter, or cook. The mother could have been a cleaning lady, maid, scrub woman, field hand, and sometimes there was no mother, no father at all. But the sons and the daughters have become teachers, senators, judges, councilmen, lawyers, doctors, ambassadors, engineers, mayors. And in 1974, the greatest home run hitter in the history of professional baseball is a black man. The highest scorer in the history of professional basketball is a black man. The leading ground gainer in the history of professional football is a black man. From the slave auctions to the Hall of Fame, from backwoods shanties to the Hall of Justice, from wartime foxholes to university classrooms, from the ghettos to the goalposts. Don't you think it's about time you looked at the black man next to you and realized that this country is your country and his country? USA. The U.S., it means us. And you have to admit, the black man has earned the A. It's about time we realize that shoulder to shoulder, black and white together have made America what it is. And black and white working closer together will make America bigger and better. It's about time, brother.
This is
R-V-A
News.com.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's the man. The man who cares. The man with the music. The man with the music. Here's the man.
Hello, one and all, and welcome to yet another thrilling, action-packed, life-affirming episode of The Bub Show. We'll be right back. From Egypt, that is percussionist, arranger, and composer Hossam Ramzi with Kusara Kusara.
Her polka dot bikini. And her polka dot bikini. Here come Genie. Wow, look at that bikini.
Thank you.
And that is Milt Jackson on the vibes and Oscar Peterson on the piano on the tune Work Song. And before that, we heard the instrumental Bikini by The Bikinis.
The shades were pulled and drawn way down tight. From within the dim light passed the silhouettes on the shade. Oh, what a lovely couple they made. Silhouettes, silhouettes, silhouettes. Around your waist and held you tight. Kisses I could almost taste in the night. Wondering why I'm not the man whose silhouette on the shade I couldn't hide. The tears in my eyes. Silhouette, 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 silhouette. You're on the wrong guard. Silhouette, must come to your house with wings on my feet. Love you like I've never loved. Silhouettes on the shade, all of our days. The silhouettes, 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 yeah, yeah,
oh yes, that is the silky smooth sound of Dennis Brown here on The Bub Show on RVANews.com and on ChaosRadioAustin.org with his tune, Silhouette.
Woke up Sunday morning and I thought that I could sing, but I can't. No, I can't. Woke up Sunday morning and I thought I heard bells ring, but they don't, and they won't. Oh, it's dark. Yeah, it's dark in my heart. Got a letter from my mama, but she didn't send no cash, send no cash, not a dime. Got a letter from my sister and she's still writing trash, top 40 trash. Oh, it's dark, yeah, it's dark in my heart. Some questions and he told me just the truth, and I didn't believe him. I asked a girl for loving and she walked in the phone booth. That ain't cool, in the phone booth. Oh, it's dark, yeah, it's dark in my heart. Met a girl in New York and she had a lot of class, a lot of class, tourist class. Took a girl to L.A., but she said it wouldn't last, and it didn't. Oh, it's dark, yeah, it's dark in my heart. Oh, it's dark, yeah, it's dark in my heart.
You are listening to The Bope Show.
I know you're there, I know you're there, I know you're there, I know you're there. see that.
Concluding that long block of music is new music from Guts with their tune Skunk Funk. Before that, James Blake with the Wilhelm Scream. Danny Hathaway, The Slums, preceded that. And we kicked it off with the immortal sound of Lee Hazlewood and Dark in My Heart.
Sex in the other room.
that sex, not her. That's new music from The Strange Boys.
I was out having dinner with a couple of friends of mine the other day. And when we finished eating, I walked outside to get a little fresh air and have a smoke. But when I walked back inside, I could see in his face that there was a terrible argument going on. And I heard her say to him in a soft voice, "Why don't you set me free? If you think you've had enough, if you think our life's been rough, why not take your love line off of me and set me free? If you think our love's all wrong and you feel the fire is gone, if I'm not what you'd like for me to be, come on and set me free." Then I heard her say, "Set me free and let me fly like a bluebird flying high. Release the chain. Set me free." And as I stood there and listened to them argue, I said I didn't know that this was going on between the two of them, because they seemed to be real happy. And I said to myself, "I hope this never happens to my love affair, because I don't think I could stand it to hear my baby say to me, 'Set me free.
Set me free and let me fly like a bluebird flying high. Release the chains that bind you and me and set me free. Set me free."
That's Charlie Rich here on The Bub Show with "Set Me Free."
Yeah, hey! Walls, halls, small, gunman, bedside, benches, long. These nine buttons will kick you out. These nine boxes are remote. Such screaming mass. I saw this as a dream. Your robots on screen. In my future dream. Okay. It's not fate or chance. It's the money in the bank. Burn the timber, gather bricks. Jump and fight up a hit for it. Just to the mist. And I am the prisoner.
The prisoner.
Yeah, hey. Move. Go. It's a fate or chance. Kick somebody in the face. Burn the timber, gather bricks. Drop and fire up bloody dicks. Just do it, miss. That's television city dream. Your robot's ice cream. In my future dream. And I am the prisoner.
The prisoner, the prisoner.
And I am the prisoner. Everybody around here really a bunch of wimps.
breakfast on a shopping spree, and on the way I grabbed Sola and Mia, and as the cash box rang, I threw everything away.
Hit 'em up style of the Carolina Chocolate Drops with the Luminescent Orchestra. Preceding that, La Rainbow Toy Orchestra and their composition Oz. And starting that block of music, Canadian punk rock sensations from yesteryear, DOA with The Prisoner.
Ora, 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 ay, ay, bitty, bitty, bimbo.
Bom, 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 bom
And concluding this week's edition of The Bope Show here on RVANews.com and on ChaosRadioAustin.org, that is the sweet sound of the Barry Sisters with I, Aura. And until you and I are back together once again, always remember to never ever forget that I, Christopher Maynard Bopes, host of The Bope Show, I wish each and every one of you every good thing.
This episode of The Bope Show is brought to you by
RVANews.com.